This is tape two, side two of an interview with Laura Kiesler. This, I believe, is your old family Bible. You said the old one fell apart.
And I put the in here. And my dad, Elijah Eugene Walker, was born March 25th, 1867, in Anderson County. And he died July 2nd, 1958. And he's buried in the old Holly Springs Cemetery. My mother was born June 15th, 1871, of Anderson County. And she died July 17th, 1952. She too is buried at the Holly Springs Cemetery.
So both of them were born just a few years after the end of slavery.
That's what I told you. I thought it was on the end of it. My grandfather, I told you, Larkin Walker. And the mother was Sarah Walker.
Did you have their dates?
No, I didn't have their dates.
Do you know when or where your parents got married?
They was married here in Anderson County. I did have this is the they was married in Anderson County. No, that's the other thing. That came out of the other Bible.
This is a part of some of the really old records, isn't it?
Yeah, this is my dad's family.
These are what all of his brothers and
sisters.
Sisters.
Uh-huh. I got two or three here where it came apart.
Let's see. Henry Walker, he was
That's
born
the oldest.
January in 1866. Hattie Walker, born in January of 1868. Elijah Walker, March 1871. Mary Walker, 1873, January. It's the next one, Hester Walker, October 1874. Lula Walker, May 1876. Willie Walker, June 1878. Sally Walker, May 1880. And there must be some more, too, aren't there?
Yes, three more. Hattie Walker, Elijah Walker, and Anna Walker.
And do you want to give us their dates, if you will?
Well, I gave you my dad's before.
Mm-hmm.
July. No, that's his death there. Wait a minute. Here it is. Here. Wait a minute. Boise Walker. That's Columbus Walker. October 1882. Anna Walker. March 22nd, 1884. Catherine Walker, born on what month? 1888.
And that was all
That's
of
it.
Their family, a large size,
mm-hmm.
just like most of ours. Here are some death dates. Catherine Walker, February 1889.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Larkin Walker, that would have been your grandfather,
uh-huh.
died October, year. Yes, 1911. That would have been just
uh-huh.
about a year before you were born.
Yeah, before I was born, I don't remember him.
Willie Walker died October 1915. Henry, January 1907. Lula Walker died in 1899. Mary Walker, January 1923. Sarah Walker, April 1930,
mm-hmm.
and you should have some more.
Elijah Walker, 1958, he died. Anna Walker, 1960.
Mm-hmm. And this is a scrap of a page from your old Bible.
Yes, uh-huh.
What about that Bible? Did your family read it at night or have any type of Bible reading?
Yeah, my mother used to read it, and she used to have different missionary meetings at her house, you know, where she could, it was just used out.
Well, would there be a specific time during the day when all of you brothers and sisters and your parents would get together with the Bible?
When I was small, back then, yeah.
What time of day would it be?
I don't remember.
Morning or night?
Night, mostly. That goes with that. Night. I remember nights they would get out and pray.
Would your mother do all of that, or did the kids have to take part?
My mother and dad both prayed.
Now, my mother and her brothers and sisters would all have to give a scripture verse. Did you?
Yeah.
You have to do that too.
Verse of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes, this is the same thing. This is just a genealogist of a record of my family, my dad and mother.
Okay, we may have gotten this before, yeah, but it says they were married December 27, 1895 at Holly Springs Baptist Church.
Mm-hmm.
What types of, well, there's some grandparents in here we may want to go back and pick up. Let's see, Charlie Benson.
That's my mother's side of the people.
That was her...
uncle.
Her uncle.
Uh-huh.
And Reuben Thompson.
Uh-huh.
It says Clarice Thompson Benson was your great-grandmother.
Uh-huh.
And it doesn't list, I believe, your other grandparent. What types of prized possessions did your mother have in the house? Things that she was very, very fond of, wouldn't let you touch.
Well, mostly it was certain dishes, you know. She had them in the china closet, like, you know. And we had other dishes we used in the mm-hmm. kitchen. She didn't like for you to go in there and bother nothing.
Did she have any of her own mother's things that she particularly prized?
No, not that I know of.
This is about the greats, G-R-A-T-E.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me how you're related to them.
Well, no relation, but that was I taking care of the youngest great. He never was married, and my sister married into the family. She married one of the brothers of the great family.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how that we, I taken care of Andrew until he died. He never was married. And he lived with me and my family.
Mm-hmm. Sounds there was a very large extended family relationship.
They have a big family.
You've got lots of good family information here in your Bible.
Oh, yes, I didn't get it in there. I started, but I don't think I finished. Because my mother had passed, my aunt had passed, and she gave me she could have given me a lot of information in there if I had gotten it then.
There are Walkers, I think, up around Central and Clemson. Were they part of your same family?
No, they're another.
They're totally
the same
different.
Name, but they're the same name, but they're just a different offspring, I guess, of Walker, the same name.
Here, by the way, in the Bible is a clipping on your minister, Reverend W.J. Owens,
yeah,
from Ebenezer and New Hollyoaks,
uh-huh.
And that's the messenger, January
12, 1983. Yeah. He's been with us in December, it'll be 10 years. He's young. He was our church was the first of his pastorate. He just began pastoring.
Well, I hope later on you'll let me see some of the old photos you saved
in
the other house.
Yeah, I'll get them together.
And maybe before I go, you'll show me one of the quilts.
Yeah.
Well, I thank you for your time. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Yeah.